And so it was said about believing prayer, but that believing prayer is always based on the Word of God. It's not a leap in the dark. There's some people that go out as missionaries and they say, well, I went out by faith, but the Lord let me down. Well, the Lord never lets us down. So this faith that we have has to be founded on the Word of God. And it's interesting what you pointed out, Brother John, that there was a word from God that there would be the rain. And then Elijah could pray according to the will of God, knowing what the mind of God was.
I don't think it's accidental that the Spirit of God would choose to have us notice that many days, after many days, the Word of the Lord came to Elijah. Do the math of many days, it's almost 33 days, morning by morning, he saw the Lord's face. Morning by morning, he learned the Lord's will. Morning by morning, he learned the Lord's mind. Morning by morning, he was strengthened to do the work that we're reading about, that you were kind of not able.
So now a word comes to Jezebel by Ahab regarding Mount Carmel. And we see a response or a small message from Jezebel threatening the hero of Mount Carmel. And as a man that is under the same feebleness and weakness like us, he gets a case of depression, if we want to diagnose it medically. And being depressed, he neglects prayer. We don't see him praying. On the contrast, we saw him praying in chapter 17, praying in chapter 18, in much more difficult, profound circumstances of famine and apostasy. Chapter 19, we see Elijah being depressed, neglecting prayer and going for the fear for his life. I wonder if we don't have anything to say about fearing for my life in a situation like that, based on that note from Jezebel. What is it for us nowadays in such a situation?
I was just thinking of the strength that we see in chapter 19, of taking 400 men and slaying them. I mean, what an energy to be able to defeat every enemy. Every thought that raises itself against the knowledge of God. And the place where he slain them, it's an interesting place. I think, and I stand to be corrected, the first time this river Kishon was mentioned in Judges chapter 5 in regard to Sisera. Sisera, who is a presentation of Satan, was defeated there by Deborah, by Barak, very feeble vessels. In weakness, he was defeated there. It said there that the stars from its courses. See, the warfare is in the heavenly places. And the enemy was defeated there. Now, hundreds of years later, his followers are being defeated and slew in the very same place, on the same river. He would eliminate everything, every apostate, every thought that could come. Now, the challenge to us is this. We are not going to go around killing people and cutting heads off, because that's not what Christianity is all about. Our warfare is not with flesh and blood. When you see somebody acting in the flesh, you got to realize it's the enemy that's doing the work. And when we keep that in perspective, it will help us. But he deal with them. God sent judgment. His servant execute the judgment. And as a result of that, he goes again. And he put his face between his knees. He said, I heard, in verse 42, I heard the sound of abundance of rain. He has an ear that is tuned to the voice of God. He always heard the voice of God. But now as a matter of having that come to pass, he's asking his servant to see that. Having done all of these great things that require a lot of energy, the lesson to us is this. After that, you are very weak and very vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. the very same moment when a great display of power and zeal for God is displayed, it is the very same moment when we are very vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. And here, when he heard the word of this wicked woman, Jezebel, I really don't think that Elijah was a coward man. I would not say that about him at all. I think Elijah was disappointed. He felt sorry for himself. And we all have sometimes Elijah's syndrome. You feel sorry for yourself. Nobody loves me anymore. Nobody cares about me anymore. The saints of God don't care about me. Look at what I just have done. I have slain all of these prophets. I have bore witness to the glory and the greatness of God. And look, nobody really cares about me anymore. You know what? I might as well just grab it and call it quit and go, Lord, take myself. I'm not better than anybody else. It is not being a coward, but it is feeling sorry for yourself. And why do you have to feel sorry for yourself? Why do you even have to feel good about yourself? Why didn't you just forget yourself completely? Don't feel good about yourself and don't feel bad about yourself. Forget about yourself completely. It wasn't Elijah that was doing the work. It was God who was doing the work for himself. But now Elijah felt that he was doing that. And that's why he didn't get the recognition that he was supposed to get. But he got a threat. He felt sorry for himself. It's a very serious thing. It's a very dangerous thing. We all go through it. It's okay. But snap out of it right away. Don't have to last for 40 days running around feeling sorry for yourself, moaning and groaning about what your hard circumstances are, and nobody cares about you anymore. Elijah have gone through it. We all go through it sometimes. Get out of it. Take your eyes off yourself. Take your eyes off Ahab. Take your eyes off everything and keep your eyes on the Lord. You will forget yourself, and you're not going to feel sorry for yourself like Elijah did.